Hello, this is Harald Heuer with my first screencast. I'm going to show you how to create the animated Fedora Open. First, I saw our very nice picture, which inspired me. The Everything Neon JPEG. And I decided to create my own. We load the picture in Inkscape, and here I'm going to draw the letters with Bezier curves. After I initially set the points, I'm going to correct all the points themselves and try to resemble the original letter. This is going to be a lot of work. And I wish I had the video editing software to just fast forward so that we can see that in a more faster way. I'm doing the fine-tuning. So now I'm satisfied for this session. Assume we already did that with the other letters too, so I'm just going to show you one example. We are setting the width to 20, which is, well, a little bit too thick, and I'm going to correct it to 12. And blur it a little bit, and I'm setting the color to red. I copy the whole thing, copy and paste, and the new object is getting the width 8. I'm setting the color to white, or just nearly white. Then I blur it a little bit less. And set the width to 6. Now we have just created the basic neon effect with an O. And I'm setting the background a little bit more blurry until I'm satisfied, and the foreground white thing a little bit less blurry. I can even set the color to full white and give it an opacity so that the red below shines through. You can play around with that settings until you are satisfied with your own style. So if you do that for every letter, and I did it also for the Fedora logo, and create some ellipses and the background ellipses, you get what I got here, the Fedora logo with all that in neon style. You can download the original from our website, from my Fedora people site, and just reuse what I created. I'm going to show you what the parameters are. For example, it's 8, the width, and the color is full white with a little bit opacity. Here you see the ellipses is created with the same style, with a background blurry blue stuff. Which is blue, blurry 6 and 35 in the wave. Now I'll show you how I turned off the light from e.g. the open. I just removed the background blurry thing and set the color of the foreground to a dark red instead of the white. And everything else is the same. And if you do that with all the other elements, you got the Fedora open sign with everything turned off. Now, as you turn off everything, you can save it, of course. And for every state, export it to a PNG. If you do that, get a whole bunch of PNGs. With those PNGs, you can of course generate an animated GIF with GIMP just by loading every PNG into a separate layer. And if you rename that layer with the time, it just plays that picture that long. So here you can see all the pictures and how long they should take. And then I can export that into a GIF as an animation. But we don't want that. We want an org video. So we create every picture as a PNG of the sequence. We want 2 pictures per second, and we have to order them as we want them to appear. So you see the open is at the end is 4 times on. It's the same picture, so that it will appear 2 seconds. Now we are using PNG to Theora to create the animation. Parameters are the animation file, then we set the quality to be the best quality, 2 frames per second, and then we have to specify which input files, and PNG to Theora creates the animation. As you can see, afterwards we can play it in Totem. So that was it. Thanks for viewing. Here you can see if you switch on repeat mode, it plays it endlessly in the loop. Thank you for watching. Bye bye.